Message number 891. Mother of Salvation, on the last day when the dawn breaks, a loud sound of the trumpet will be heard all over the world. Wednesday, August 28, 2013. My children, let me embrace you as you continue to endure the insults you witness against my son. When you listen to these holy messages and learn to understand them, then many of you will forge ahead with great courage to warn the world of the times ahead in order that God can prepare His children for the new paradise. What you must understand is that you will be hated for your work for my son. You will not be accepted by many, and you will endure pain and humiliation as a result. For every step you take, you will face an obstacle because you walk in the footsteps of my son. None of you will find this easy until you accept with a calm resignation that this is to be expected. Even those who follow my son but who will not accept these messages will fight you and persecute you in his name. They do not see that by behaving with such hatred that they insult my son. You must accept that when my son makes himself known, that his words will be attacked and bring about great division. When you understand why you are facing such attacks and why you are being punished for speaking to the world on his behalf, you will then find this work easier. This persecution will continue sadly until the day of his second coming. Please, for his sake, accept these trials out of love for him, and you will give great glory to God because of this suffering. Not any part of this suffering is wasted, because when accepted with love for Jesus, it defeats the evil one as it weakens his plan to destroy humanity. Forgive those poor souls who fight this mission. Ignore the cruelty you have to endure in my son's name. Accept that when they hate you because of your love for my son, that you are very much favored by God. Forgive those sacred servants who prevent you from speaking of the Book of Truth. They do not understand the magnitude of God's plan to prepare mankind for the new beginning, for they themselves are not prepared. Many of them only do what they do because of their love for my son. They mean no harm. They simply do not see because they cannot see. Pray that I, your mother, will be given the power to help you to endure this journey without giving up until the last day is close. On that day when the dawn breaks, a loud sound of the trumpet will be heard all over the world. It will sound just as you would expect it to sound, and it will be followed by the singing of the choir of angels. This will be heard in every single country, city, town, village, everywhere. Then you, my child, as the seventh angel, will declare that my son has come. The skies will turn gold, and soon after, a miracle will be seen by every man, woman, and child, by every sinner. My son will make himself known on the clouds just as he went. Then down will come from the heavens the new Jerusalem, the new beginning for all those who accepted the mercy of God. Your beloved mother, Mother of Salvation.